We've been talking in our last broadcasts about dealing with the flesh and the fiery tribulation of the flesh and how we handle it. What does the Bible say? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we've been talking over the past several weeks about the fiery furnace experience of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the trials that they had to go through. But when they trusted on their God and were thrown into the furnace, they came out unharmed. And in the furnace, King Nebuchadnezzar noted that there was a fourth man walking around, and he said that he was like unto the Son of God. In other words, in your fiery furnace experiences, Jesus shows up on the scene. He doesn't send an angel. He doesn't send a representative. He doesn't send a saint. He comes personally to be involved with you and your circumstance. In the New Testament, our fiery trials and tribulations come from three sources: the world, the flesh, and the devil. We've already talked about the world and the devil and how to handle them. And if you would like to hear this teaching and you've missed out on previous programs, we'd invite you to go to our website on the internet at www.walkinginpower.org, click on the radio broadcast button, and when the page comes up, click on the appropriate broadcast that you would like to hear. And while I'm at it, I might mention to you that there are numerous books and audio tapes which are free to listen to online or even to freely download to your computer, if you so wish. And we hope that they're a blessing to you. Well, let's continue our discussion. We were talking in our last broadcast about the flesh and dealing with the fiery trials of the flesh. And we got into Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 to 7 as our proof text, and I'm going to reread it to you now. And this is what it says. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elemental spirits of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because we are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Wherefore, you are no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Now let me just say something. In our last broadcast, we related slavery and sonship to what tree you are feeding from in your faith walk. There were a number of trees in the Garden of Eden. If we go back to Genesis chapter 1, we read that there were two pertinent trees that God talked to Adam and Eve about. One was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which represents religion. Record over, Mikey. One was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which represents religion. The other is the tree of life, which represents Jesus, because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you have knowledge from above and knowledge from below, earthly knowledge, a mixture of good and evil, which then imposes upon you rules and regulations on how you should walk your faith walk so that your self-perfection is based on your self-performance. What you do and what you don't do, because the knowledge of good and evil says this is good, do this, that's evil, don't do that. In other words, you form rules and regulations by which to walk your faith walk under self-effort, so your perfection of yourself and of your being is coming from outside of you. But we said at the tree of the At the tree of life, Jesus is at that tree, living his life in you and through you, Paul says, his life, my body. So that change comes from within, and transformation comes from within. And you will never get victory over the flesh until you permit Jesus Christ to live his life in you and through you, his life, your body, his life, my body, so that the transformation can come from within outward. That's the reason why the Holy Spirit said to Adam and Eve regarding the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that in the day that you eat of that tree, you will surely die. In other words, in the day that you eat of the tree of religion, any kind of religion, doesn't matter what kind it is, you will surely die spiritually, you will surely die physically. Why? Because religion is not the same thing as relationship. God is a personal God, not an impersonal God. In many of the religions, particularly the religions of the Middle East, God is regarded as an impersonal God, and nothing could be farther from the truth. It says in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, that God walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the afternoon before they fell into sin. He walked and talked with them. God wants to walk and talk with you. And through the born-again experience, inviting Christ, the living Son of God, one with the Father, into your heart, receiving him by trust, he will manifest to you as a living person and begin walking and talking to you by putting impressions on your heart, ideas and thoughts in your mind that you did not have before, but which are fresh and vigorous and new and fulfilling and satisfying. And it will change your life from within outward and give you the victory over the carnality, the flesh, that part of the mind that when left to itself agrees with sin, because the soul is not totally and completely regenerated anew the way the spirit man is within you when you receive Christ. And the soul man's regeneration and perfecting is a lifelong process, but it has to start somewhere. And so you must go to the tree of life to get victory over the flesh. See, at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, everything is self-imposed, okay? Everything is rules and regulations. You are subject to the teachings and to the rules and regulations which other men impose upon you. And by the way, that's what the Pharisees were doing to the Jewish people at the time of Christ. And they weren't even keeping the laws themselves, but they were imposing them on other. So that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil represents Phariseeism because of the fact that all religions do the same thing. They impose rules and regulations and the keeping of ordinances upon people. So you are in bondage to the schoolmaster, as we just read in Galatians 4, verse 1 and 7. And you have teachers over you who teach you religion, which is useless, because God is a God of covenant, which means relationship. And so, in the Gospel of John, Jesus said, "You have no need that any man teach you. The anointing which abides on you," the anointing is the power of the Holy Spirit, the teacher. He says, "The anointing which abides on you and is true and not a lie, will teach you all things." And so Jesus is saying that to be taught of the Holy Spirit, you must be at the place of the Holy Spirit, and the place of the Holy Spirit is at the tree of life, because Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And so, at the tree of life, you are spirit-led, not man-led, by depending on God alone. You are driven by love, to know and love God and serve him, not by duty or obligation, the way religion puts you under. At the tree of life, you are a bond servant to Christ alone rather than a slave to a system, a slave to a religion, and a slave to some man who is over you teaching you. Why? Because at the tree of life, you have embraced Christ's work of the cross, which frees you from religion, frees you from sin, frees you from rules and regulations. See, at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, your humility is self-imposed. At the tree of life, it's Christ living his humble life in you and through you. It's quite a different thing. So at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you are encouraged to neglect your body and to deny your body and to rely on external concepts and precepts, external traditions. You're encouraged to rely upon God through ritualistic services and ceremonies and rites, formalisms, rituals, austere disciplines, abstinences, acts of human will, none of which can subdue the flesh. Did you hear that? None of which can subdue the flesh. The flesh can only be subdued by being at the tree of life, where you are able to submit your spirit man and your soul man and your physical man to the Holy Spirit that indwells your spirit man. So at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is religion, you will remain filled with law, rules, and regulations,
and your experience will be spiritless. You will not experience the Holy Spirit at all. Why? Don't argue that you can, because the Bible says you can't. And the reason the Bible says you can't is because the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, is at the tree of life, because he is called the Spirit of life. Now listen, please don't accuse me of being harsh or being mean or trying to be critical. No. Don't misinterpret the intent of my heart. God knows what the intent of my heart is. You see, I'm speaking Bible. I'm talking truth. I didn't write these things, folks. The Holy Spirit did. So if you've got a criticism or if you've got a problem with what I say, you're going to have to take it up with him, not me. Because he's the author of Scripture, the Bible says. The Scripture says very clearly, tell them the truth in love. But the implication is, but tell them the truth. So I'm bothering to sit here to tell you the truth, because there is a need for you to get away from religion and to get into Jesus. There is a difference. It isn't about religion. Existence is about knowing God. Miss that and you miss everything. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but through me. Can I emphasize that once more? Me. That's what Jesus says. And so you must understand that Jesus is not trying to impose anything upon you. He is trying to do something for you to bless you. But because he is creator, the Scripture says, one with the Father and the Holy Spirit, we must do things his way to fall under his blessing. So we must walk away from religion and go over to the tree of life. That's why I'm telling you all of these things. They're not my ideas, folks. I'm telling you pure Bible. And I'm being obedient to the Holy Spirit when he says, tell them the truth in love. But the implication is, tell them the truth. So here I am telling you the truth, you see? And what I'm saying to you is that you cannot subdue the flesh by your own strength if you're going to have freedom from the afflictions of the flesh, okay? Because it says in the Scripture that when we try to subdue the flesh by our own strength, we become enemies of the cross, okay? And we don't want to be enemies of God. God must do it in us, and he must do it through us. See, there is no security. There is no security in laws and creeds, okay? You cannot walk a faith walk with God motivated by fear and religious duty. God doesn't want you motivated by fear and religious duty. God wants you motivated by love. He wants to love you and he wants you to love him. You see, the faith walk in the Christian faith is a romance. It's romancing the Lord Jesus Christ as a living person and being romanced back by him. And when you do that, you see that he is real. And when you see that he is real, you see that he will walk and talk with you. He will reveal himself with you. He wants to fellowship with you. It's like sitting in a restaurant across from a table with a dear friend or a lover, talking back and forth as you eat. That's what the Christian faith is. The Christian faith is the only faith in existence which preaches love, walks in love, and lives love. Now, there are a lot of counterfeits out there. Listen up. There are a lot of counterfeits out there doing evil things in the name of the Christian faith, and they are not Christian. They are counterfeits using the vocabulary of Christianity to cover what they are doing. And that's the stuff that religion is made out of. You see, religious people always resist the Holy Spirit. Religious people by nature have a streak of meanness in them. Not all of them, but most of them. And I think that's a pretty fair statement. How do you make that statement? By history, look back. It was religious people that crucified Jesus. It was religious people that were responsible for the lives of 40 million people who died in the 400 years of the Catholic Inquisition. It is religious people today who are behind terrorism. History proves it. All you have to do is be alert enough to observe it and accept it. That's tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Why? Because at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, rather than the grace of Christ, which can only be found at the tree of life, you have law. And Jesus says, the letter of the law kills, the spirit of the word gives life. See, the law is the word of God. And he says, the letter of the word kills. And so we have religious people all over this earth killing others with the word, putting them under performance, trying to make them toe the line as if that were going to please God and make God happy, when what God really wants is your heart to live his life in you and through you so that he can give you the victory over the flesh, which you are seeking in order not to sin, and in order to be right with him. You can't subdue the flesh by your own strength. And if you try, you become the enemy of the cross, because you're saying to God, I'm going to do it my way. You see, a man who is a born-again, spirit-filled Christian, and who is at the tree of life, and feeding from the tree of life through the spirit of the word and not through the letter of the word, knows that he is an heir and not a slave. He is motivated by the spirit of God, and he recognizes the hopelessness of his own condition and the inability to do anything about it. You see, at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you try to get right with God without any inner transformation through Christ. You look good, but you look good on the outside only, and that's what Phariseeism is. As if dressing up in robes and priestly outfits makes you clean before God. Nothing can be farther from the truth. So at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you can keep outward observances, which is your own righteousness, and you become a slave to ideas. And that's what Galatians 4, verse 1 to 7 is saying. But at the tree of life, you seek inner transformation by an interior surrender to Jesus, because you are a convicted free man in Christ. Did you get that? Now, if you understand that, then you will understand that you can come to the tree of life right now, and your faith walk with God for real, your real faith walk can begin right now. And if your real faith walk begins right now, your transformation from within begins right now. I'm not talking about Christian entertainment. I'm not talking about rules and regulations religion. I'm talking about the real thing, getting right with God through Christ and being transformed into the image and likeness of what he wants you to be. You can't do that at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is religion, young man, young lady. You can only do it at the tree of life. Now, Jesus accepts you just the way you are now, in what condition you are now. Doesn't matter what your sin is. Doesn't matter how bad off you are. It doesn't matter what you've done to him, because when Jesus takes hold of your life as you give it to him, he sees you as the finished product. And there is no sin so great that Jesus cannot forgive it, representing the Father. Today is a good day, and it's as good a day as any to receive Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior. Are you ready? Please pray this prayer aloud with me. I promise you that you will never be sorry that you did. Pray this prayer aloud, being willing to turn from your sin. Would you?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Mikey, pray the prayer, or enter the prayer. Outsnippet. Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized. Get into community with people who can teach you the Word of God. I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the first evidence of Jesus' presence is change of attitude. Change of attitude towards Him, change of attitude towards the things of God. And I promise you, my friend, you have a new beginning in Jesus. Let's talk more next week. God bless you.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes, along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.